Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Fighting rages on the western edges of the Syrian city of Aleppo. Rebels are trying to split a Russian-backed government force laying siege to the eastern half of the city. Monitors say at least 41 civilians have been killed in the latest offensive. Syria's state news agency said 35 people were suffering from the effects of toxic gases. Authorities say 5 explosions Sunday left at least 17 people dead and 60 wounded in Baghdad. A car bomb hit a popular market in Hurriya, a predominantly Shiite district, killing at least 10 people and wounding more than 30. Officials, police, and hospital authorities said improvised explosive devices killed 3 people and wounded 10 at a market in Baghdad's Sha'ab neighborhood.
Noi ricostruiremo tutto.
Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi is promising to rebuild parts of central Italy, that coming after Sunday's 6.6 magnitude earthquake. No one was killed, but at least 20 were injured. Many people had already fled that area after an August quake that killed about 300 people. Saudi Arabia says it foiled a plot to bomb a World Cup 2018 qualifying match earlier this month. Authorities say a terrorist cell consisting of 4 foreigners had planned to set off an explosive in Jeddah during an October 11th match with a team from the United Arab Emirates. Another group, this one consisting of 4 Saudi citizens, had planned to attack police officers in Shakra province. All of the suspects were captured by police before they were able to carry out their attacks. For more on these stories, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump remain locked in a tight contest for the U.S. presidency. Furor continued Sunday over Friday's FBI announcement that it is reviewing new information that could pertain to Hillary Clinton's handling of emails as Secretary of State. The FBI's action less than 2 weeks before Election Day set off a political frenzy. U.S. law enforcement officials say FBI investigators knew weeks ago about the information but did not reveal their discovery until Friday. It is unclear why FBI Director James Comey waited to do so. Republican Donald Trump campaigned Sunday in Nevada, Colorado, and New Mexico. He was unsympathetic to Clinton's predicament.
Hillary has nobody but herself to blame for her mounting legal problems.
And for her part, Hillary Clinton focused on other issues Sunday.
We need to fix our criminal justice system from end to end. And I know that we will do that working together, communities and the police, because everyone is safer when the police respect the communities they protect and when the communities also work with the police, right?
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine told ABC's program this week that he thinks the matter of the emails is extremely puzzling. The European Union and Canada signed a long-delayed free trade agreement Sunday in Brussels. The new measure is aimed at boosting economic growth and increasing the number of jobs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signed the Comprehensive and Economic Trade Agreement along with the heads of EU institutions. The signing ceremony had been pushed back from Thursday after the Belgian province of Wallonia vetoed the agreement. South Korea's president has accepted the resignation of several of her top aides amid an influence-peddling scandal. A presidential spokesman said Park Geun-hye accepted the resignations of her chief of staff and the senior secretaries for policy coordination, political affairs, civil affairs, and public relations. Ms. Park's approval rating has plummeted recently. She has apologized and has vowed to stay in office. A U.S. government monitoring agency says Afghan security forces battling the resurgent Taliban have suffered around 15,000 casualties, including more than 5,500 fatalities in the first 8 months of 2016. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction said the Afghan government has lost control of 2.2% of its territory this year. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.